This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Palestinian medics said on Thursday they are increasingly afraid for the lives of hundreds of patients and medical staff at Gaza's biggest hospital. Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder says they've been cut off from all links to the outside for more than a day.
Video shot earlier this week is the last the world has seen of some of the medical staff caring for hundreds of patients still trapped inside Gaza's Ashifa hospital. Reuters journalists have been unable to reach anyone there for more than 24 hours. They were effectively cut off from the outside world as of Wednesday, after Israeli forces moved inside the facility.
This is the bag that we found.
Israel's military later released this video of rifles and flak jackets it said its soldiers found there. But it has so far produced no evidence of the vast Hamas headquarters that both it and Washington said was operating beneath Gaza's biggest hospital.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder, who says the White House stood by its intelligence assessment about the Al-Shifa hospital on Thursday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed a CEO summit as part of the APEC summit in San Francisco.
Stable relationship between the world's two largest economies is not merely good for the two economies, but for the world.
Biden said 21 APEC economies make up more than 60% of global GDP. Protests in Madrid as socialist Pedro Sanchez was re-elected on Thursday as Spain's prime minister with the support of 179 lawmakers in the 350-seat parliament, including Catalan separatists. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative George Santos says he will not run for re-election after the U.S. House Ethics Committee found conduct it deemed to be a violation of federal law and referred that data to the U.S. Justice Department. A renewed effort to expel him has been launched. Speaking with reporters yesterday, New York Congressman Pat Ryan said George Santos must face consequences.
If you're elected on a blatant foundation of lies, it's a disservice to not just your constituents, but to our democracy. So he is such an exceptional case that it merits an exceptional remedy.
The Ethics Committee said Thursday that Santos' conduct warrant public condemnation. It's beneath the dignity of the office and has brought severe discredit to the U.S. House of Representatives. A fierce storm packed hurricane-force winds and gusts, and it dumped more than a foot of rain on parts of South Florida on Thursday, flooding homes and streets and downing power lines and trees.
It started very, very early in the morning, pouring rain, and it kept on going, and the level on in the street kept on going up,
Tens of thousands of homes and businesses have been left without power. Impoverished people in the Amazon forest need to make a living so the remaining rainforest can live too. Here's AP correspondent Tiffany Wong.
The Amazon's life-giving nutrients are mostly stored in trees, and when these plants are removed for a cattle ranch, for example, the soil quickly deteriorates. Then the people who constantly struggle with poverty move to a new area and cut down more trees. According to AP analysis, an area larger than Portugal is now barren. Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation's Judson Valentim has been working on a project that develops technical solutions such as supercharging the soil for farmers to reclaim degraded pastures or improve the management of existing pastures.
When you help farmers to improve productivity of the deforested areas, you to some extent you're helping to reduce the pressure on the remaining areas of forest.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
The Oakland Athletics baseball team, their move to Las Vegas, has been approved by Major League Baseball owners 30-0. After years of complaints about the Oakland Coliseum and an inability to gain government assistance for a new ballpark in the Bay Area, the A's say they plan to move to a stadium to be built on the Las Vegas Strip with $380 million in public financing. Scott Walterman, VOA News.